You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, son of a bitch.
Does anybody here like wieners? This is a song from South Park and Game of Thrones called Wieners. Sing along if you know it.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets.
Why I love Chuck is that's exactly how I felt about the show, but I couldn't articulate it the way that he did.
And Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes.
Guy, he's going to get in there and just try to maul you.
They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, Dave. Well, the Super Bowl is history, and you defeated me in our little prop bet challenge. You won 3 picks to 2. The only two I got were the Travis Kelce one. So I lost, and I just paid you as we went to air the double caniac that I owe you. Do you mind sharing with the people what I paid you for?
Good luck on your inverted penis reversal surgery.
Indeed. So best wishes to you, Dave. I hope now that the Super Bowl's over, you'll have time for that.
Yeah, you know, that's been on my to-do list here for a while. So glad I have, you know, $24 to put towards that fund.
Nice. Well, yes, the Super Bowl, man, lots of money change hands during the Super Bowl. You know, a lot of times we play, obviously, clips from the Power Trip or other things. But I think to kick today's show off, I'm going to play a clip from our own show from just last week.
Oh, boy.
Tom Brady is going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday, much to the chagrin of almost all of my friends and family here in Kansas City. I've looked at this game in a lot of different ways. I think Tampa Bay is going to be healthy enough. I really think the missing tackles for the Chiefs are going to make a gigantic difference against that Buccaneers front. I think they're going to hold Kansas City enough in check that Tom is going to have the opportunity to put up enough points. Your thoughts?
Wow. Nostro Communist Power Trip Bets. Wow.
Well, I'm doing like the Corey thing. It's like, you get 50 things wrong in a row, that's fine. The one thing you get right, beat it into the ground. So I'm going to beat into the ground that I called the Super Bowl right for the right reason.
Yes, just like I picked and bet and won on 114 Caniacs and 14-1 on Tiger Woods winning the 2019 Masters.
That never happened.
But good Lord, I lost all 7 of my Super Bowl bets.
Oh, no.
All 7. I saw it so clearly. I thought I had it so clear and couldn't be completely, you know, it was just awful.
Yeah, my long shot wide receiver props went up in smoke on Scotty Miller and Byron Pringle. But thankfully, I had the bulk of my money, you know, on the +3. I wish I had taken the money line in hindsight, but I didn't see the Chiefs not scoring a touchdown at all. So, yeah, crazy, crazy Super Bowl. And, of course, for our Patreon listeners, sorry to say, heads came up. What the hell? How does heads come up at the Super Bowl? So we lost that bet for our Patreon folks, so nobody cashed the $50 on that.
Yeah, that was probably where I knew I should have just live bet against all of my bets that I made. Because if you don't win the coin toss right away, nothing good happens. I lost the – I was on San Francisco plus two last year, and I believe the under, and I lost all that and lost the coin toss. So the coin toss really determines whether I should really make any more wagers on the game. So next year maybe I'll just take live bets on the rest of my plays. And I mean – damn it, I got to win one of these $69. These are adding up, Chuck. This is 2 years in a row I've lost $69 on the goddamn coin toss.
What's the most you ever lost at a coin toss?
$69.
All right. Well, we put the Super Bowl behind us, and we move forward. We've got a bets update this week. We're going to do quotes of the week. And then in your thoughts, we're going to do a press conference with everybody's favorite news reporter, Dean Muccio. And believe it or not, we're going to class this joint up a little bit. The Power Trip might not be known for its artistic skills, but they wrote some poetry back in the day. So we're going to go down memory lane and revisit when the Power Trip wrote some Brad Childress poetry. And we're going to do quotes, notes, and Little Birdie told me that we have got one hell of an open tonight for quotes, notes. So we'll get to all that, but we'll start as always with a bets update.
Partridge odds.
All right. Well, putting a final bow on the Super Bowl bets, of course, the Power Trip had a ton of grease on the Super Bowl. I sent out all of the winning bets, and I finally decided I just need to recap this for everybody to summarize exactly who did what so everybody could see who won and who lost. And really, it was the ladies that won, because Carly won her her bet on the Bucks, and that netted her $400. But the big winner was Old Balls Breanne, pocketing the $500. She didn't hedge. I thought she probably would hedge, given that that was a large amount of money for her to be wagering. And she didn't. She won. She got the Bucks, and she is the overall money leader for 2021 as it sits right now.
Wow. So, you know, Breanne is not, she's illustrated on the show that she is not a gambler per se, and that she lost $80 playing slots one time and she's never gambled again. So now, she is a net $420, nice for Zach and the stoners out there, for her gambling career. I mean, do you stop while you're ahead? I know our answer is no, but, maybe she should hang them up. I mean, she's no gambler probably in their lifetime that gambles all the time is up $420. So maybe a good decision to get out.
Well, the truth of the matter, though, is she didn't hang it up because she is part of our next bet, which is the Daytona 500 on Sunday. And this is how I know we are going to shatter the handle record in 2021. They are betting on the Daytona 500. And I love it, of course. I mean, hey, any action. And I'll actually watch the Daytona 500 because there's really not a whole lot else going on these days. So, but yeah, that's awesome. They're betting on that. She took Bubba Wallace. She had the last pick, which was maybe a little bit of justice for her Super Bowl draw win. But she's got Bubba. The rest of the field, of course, they took mostly the favorites. Just works like a golf major bet where, you know, the top finisher wins. And if that top finisher happens to win the Daytona 500, the bet doubles. So, yes, Breanne throwing her hat right back in the ring on a big big NASCAR race.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, you said it perfect. If they're betting on NASCAR, this is going to be another record-breaking year for your Power Trip bets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I love it. I was glad to see it. So, brilliant. And then we had a couple Wolves bets this week. So Hawk took the under in the Wolves game, and the Wolves went over, unfortunately. I believe that was Monday night, and that snapped Hockey's streak of five consecutive NBA wins, which was very, very sad to see. I know everybody was pulling for him, but he got right back on the saddle. And or right back in the saddle, as it were, and bet on the Wolves plus nine against the Clippers in Wednesday night's action. And for those of us that were paying attention to that game, and I think a good share of Power Trip Nation was based upon all the tweeting that was going on, Hockey, in dramatic fashion, gets a Malik Beasley dunk with 0.4 seconds left to win the bet. Now, he was at a push, but he won the bet with 0.4 seconds left. The video is epic. Nobody stops him. He just runs end to end. There's one guy that, like, sort of reaches one hand towards Beasley, like, oh, yeah, let me put this token hand out here. Absolutely uncontested, jams at home, 0.4 seconds left. Hockey wins $50, an elite NBA mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had eyes on it as well while I was at bowling league, because I had the Wolves as well. I got it earlier in the day when it was at plus 10.5. That was right before the Cat news came out that he was coming back. But, yeah, wow, what an end of the game there. I mean, all the Clippers were just standing like bowling pins, and he's just running around and gets this dunk at the buzzer. Like, oh, I mean, there's so many people that won and lost money on just that effort there. So that's a brutal beat if you're on the other side of that, like Sauce was. But an incredible, exhilarating win for Mr. Hockey.
Right, and I was on the over in that game, which was it was 224, and the total ended up being 231, so I hit that. But the thing is the under was trending the whole game, like the whole game. Even with like 4 minutes left, it looked like it was going to hit the under. And, you know, as Corey said on the show this morning, the Wolves just kept playing and kept fouling and didn't quit, didn't concede the game at any point, which when you're an overbetter is a really good thing. All those free throws and uncontested shots. And yeah, we ended up hitting the over on that. So that was definitely a game. I mean, most people look at the box score, it's like a 7-point win for the Clippers, you know, a horrible Wolves team they beat. And it's like a, you know, a back page kind of thing. But when you've got money on the line, that was one of the most exciting NBA games in a long time for me. So lots of fun. All right. Well, that will do it for the bets update. Let's do the quotes.
And now it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd let Brett Favre pee on me.
Sure.
Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers.
Because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Bang and lung darts, whale.
All right, friends, it is another time for the quotes of the week. And we will start. We have a clean sweep this week, and it is from none other than Chris Hockey. So we will go at number three, Chris Hockey.
Wolves 127-122, Beasley 30 points. All of those when it mattered late for Chris Hockey's under. He just kept drilling threes. He ended up with six of them. Nine rebounds, six assists. Anthony Edwards had 22 points.
Well, threes are an upgrade for Hawk, right?
I was going to say, I think Hockey's drilled a lot of twos, maybe even a one and a half, but you know, three's not bad.
I don't know where FW fell on that score, but yeah, it could have been above a three. So,
oh, good old Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Again, here at number two, it's Chris Hockey.
It's funny your dad's not calling.
He's probably sleeping. He's 70.
I wore him out.
Doing what?
He passed away.
Oh, no. What? Lawyer Lambert.
Oh, he's dead.
Well, he died doing what he loves.
Yeah,
me.
And not his dad.
He died what he did.
Do what he loves.
You know, Corey always says there's not a lot of people who die doing what they love, except for that one guy who liked to choke himself or Hutchins, strangled. Yes. While masturbating. I think if Lawyer Lambert died whilst inside of Chris Hockey or doing sexual things with Chris Hockey, then he would also be added to that list as dying doing what he loved.
For sure. And while we're speaking of dying and doing what you loved, RIP to Larry Flint. Hustler dads everywhere have to be in mourning.
Yes, big LF guy. All right, and wrapping it up at number one, again, with the sweep, it's Chris Hockey.
Cum laude in molecular biology at Princeton. No big deal.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I'd love to be smart. I bet it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. For me, though, I'm just too fascinated by boobs.
Do you still have that thing up?
Yeah, I sure do.
You need to
it won't go down till later.
I'd love to be smart, but I'm too fascinated by boobs. Chris Hockey, rest in peace, 1979 to 2039.
That's definitely a tombstone engraving right there.
Yes. Yeah, all the different kinds of quotes that we talk about, the ones that look better on paper, the ones that sound better. This is a tombstone quote there from Chris Hockey.
Indeed.
Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. Well, on the Power Trip, we've been introduced to our favorite newsmaker, a guy by the name of Dean Muccio. We love his voice. Quite honestly, I don't even hear what the hell he's talking about. I'm waiting for the I'm Dean Muccio at the end of every segment. So we thought, you know, since we don't know a whole lot about the guy, we thought it'd be a perfect opportunity to sit down with Dean and, you know, throw a few questions at him. So we're gonna play that press conference back for you now.
All right. Well, we have the privilege to speak to Mr. Dean Muccio today. Just wanted to say it's an honor having the chance to speak with you. But for some of our listeners, they might not be as familiar with you. Who are you?
I'm Dean Muccio.
Well, I guess that answers that.
Wow. He's in character.
For sure. All right, Dean. You know, even though he's won quite a few NBA bets lately, I don't think that Chris Hockey's favorite sport is professional basketball. You know, when the guys start talking basketball on the show, what do you think Chris Hockey should reach for?
A 22 caliber pistol.
Well,
wow.
I think he usually does after about 5 seconds.
That escalated quickly. Dean, we just saw last year's Charge Challenge punishment get paid off with the billboard, but the Rubes are getting pissed about not being able to see the Power Trip car wash.
Promise that it would be available last year and in 2019 before that.
I know.
He did it. He did agree to it. We're still waiting.
Breaking promises, man. Come on. All right. Well, Dean, I know that you're an investor in one of Rosie's new sex toy inventions, which is the combination Chindo Humbler. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
But he didn't say exactly how it would work.
Ooh.
Leaves
I guess it's a... Need a visual demonstration there.
For sure.
Now, Dean, I know it's still a pending trial here, but your grandmother is behind bars for an incident at a local sex shop. Why did the authorities take her into custody in the first place?
Irma threw things all over the place.
Wow. God damn.
She's, damn, Grandma
you can't
Irma.
Touch the toys, Grandma Irma.
Hi, Grandma Irma. All right. Dean, if you were, if you happened to be a forensic pathologist and you were doing an autopsy on Corey Cove, what's one observation you might make?
Little heart maybe in there.
Yeah, just a little heart, not a big heart.
It does need to grow 3 sizes, as we've learned.
Dean, from your time living in Ohio, I know you're more than familiar with Hockey's sister. Where was the first place that you paid and received services from her?
In an elementary school bathroom.
Oh. Wow. I mean, I'm hoping it's at least like 6th grade. I mean, and they're about the same age, I think. Maybe not. I don't know.
Wow. Yes. She
paid for her middle school tuition with that.
For sure. Oh, well, Dean, I want you to do a little role play for me. Pretend that you're Chris Hockey's penis and you just found out that Kim is not going to have sex with you tonight.
I guess I'm getting the wacky.
I guess you are.
I guess I'm getting the wacky. last one for me here, Dean. Dean, you have a connection with the very famous now Carol Baskin from the Tiger King documentary series. Rumor has it she's built quite a reputation for, getting things off?
She has, and man, she can work animals. I saw it for myself.
Jeez.
Wow.
That must be from the director's cut of the documentary. I didn't see that.
That bitch Carol Baskin's.
DNA that horny bitch Carol Baskin.
DNA all over that zoo. Man, that's ridiculous. Well, Dean, being from Ohio, you might not be familiar as much with John Kreisel, but he is one day going to be the governor of the state of Minnesota. What do you think his opening line is going to be at his inauguration?
I'm touched.
That's absolutely 100% accurate, Dean.
Yes.
All
ding,
right.
Ding, ding, winner.
Well, thank you so much, Dean, for joining us, and we hope to hear more from you in the future. That got a little bit nonsensical, admittedly, you know, but we're going to try and we got the nonsense out of the way because we're going to try and class up the joint a little bit. A lot of you probably aren't aware, back in 2008, the Power Trip Morning Show wrote some poetry when Brad Childress was the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. And they decided to write some poems that were sort of indicative of what Brad would write if he was just sitting down to put his thoughts to paper. And Dave, we're going to turn this into a little bit of a game because honestly, there's only one of these that I know who actually wrote it. The rest of them, you and I are just going to do our best to guess who we think wrote it. So obviously the three candidates are superstar Mike Morris, Corey Cove, and Chris Hockey. So I'm going to read these. I'll save the one that we know for last and see if you can get it. But we'll start at the top. So the very first piece of poetry is "Roses are red, violets are blue. The night I designed my offense, I must have been sniffing some glue."
Ooh, that's good. So I get first crack at this?
I think we can kind of work on these together because I don't know the right answer. I think we just kind of have to come up with what we think. It's very romantic with the roses are red, violets are blue. I'm leaning Hockey on this one, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it rhymes, so that rules out Meat Sauce right off the top.
I don't think Meat Sauce wrote any of these because I think it was a show that he wasn't on, so...
Okay, well, there goes that joke. I think it's probably either Hawk or, yeah, it could be Corey too, but let's go with Hawk.
Yep, I think that feels like a Hawk one. All right, next one. "There once was a player named Smoot, who the Viking squad paid lots of loot. He talked like a star, but his pay was subpar, so I gave his slow ass the boot."
That's
right.
Genius.
I know. You take first crack at this. I definitely have a strong opinion on this one.
Wow. I think that one... Oh, boy. I think that sounds like Corey to me. When I read that back, listen to that back, I feel like that was written by Corey.
See, I'm definitely leaning Superstar on this for a couple of reasons, because Superstar loved limericks, and... he even mentions the word star in it. He says he talked like a star, so maybe star was throwing a reference to himself. And the last line of "gave his slow ass the boot," that definitely sounds like Superstar trying to intimidate someone. So I don't know. I'm leaning Superstar on that one, but we don't know the answer. That's why this is all speculation. All right, well, next up, T-Jack became the QB, because Brad Johnson, he moved like a tree. Our offensive line sometimes block like the blind. We might have to score with our D.
Ooh. Chris doesn't know many football... Well, he doesn't know many sports players. He probably knew current Vikings at the time. So I guess that doesn't rule him out. There is a reference to the offensive line, which, you know, Superstars maybe... I mean, he at least used to play offensive line being a long snapper. Boy, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning Superstar on this one again, just because, yeah, the offensive line play. And, you know, there were times I remember Superstar referencing, like, doing something like the blind. And so that sounds like something he might have said. So I'm going to lean Superstar on that one as well. All right, well, next up, we'll see if we can decipher this one. "If we play like a superstar band, we might just put folks in the stands, but we can't move the sticks when our superstar picks are receivers with skillets for hands."
This is actually really good.
Oh, This is artistic. This is why we save this for this point in the podcast. What do you think? You got a thought on this one?
I think that's hockey. I think that sounds very hockey. Really well written. Obviously, he writes some of his own songs. Very eloquent. I think that one is Chris Hockey.
I tend to agree with you. I think that the skillets for hands, that just sounds like kind of an Indiana kind of reference, kind of a funny punchline there. So, I'm gonna go with that Christopher Hockey wrote that one. All right, we got looks like we got four of these left. So do the next one. We don't get to do a touchdown dance because we can't seem to even run slants. We can't run or throw, our special teams blow, and we can't seem to pull up our pants.
Wow.
I feel like that's Corey. The line, our special teams blow, definitely sounds like a Corey phrase to me. So I'm gonna go with Corey on this one.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm leaning... I think that one's either Corey or Star. I think maybe, a reference to special teams, I guess, doesn't necessarily mean it's Star, but he did play special teams. It's probably Corey, but I guess it could be possible that it was Superstar.
All right. Well, this one, again, the only one I know is the last one for sure. This one, this is my strongest take of all of them, and I think you and I are going to be on the same page on this one. Roses are red, bruises turn black. Madonna can't sing, but I do love her rack.
Chris Hockey.
Chris Hockey, 1,000%. That is Chris Hockey. There is no doubt. So, I love that one. Roses are red, bruises turn black. Madonna can sing, but I do love her rack.
I was waiting for a sexual reference to tag Hockey with one of these. So that's definitely it.
Now this one, I mean, these have all had, rhyming. They've been, the roses are red, violets are blue, or they've been limericks. This one is a very existential one. We'll have to see who we think could have come up with this one. So follow along. Flings, strings, and balloon strings. Sure, we play like a car crash, but how can I be sad with this badass mustache?
Wow.
That's something that you would hear on like a poetry reading night, if you go to like the little poetry readings and all the amateur poets are getting up there. That's definitely something a little bit deeper thought. I'm going to go with Corey on that one. Cause that just kind of sounds like a vibe Corey would be going for. He was the journalism major. Maybe he took a couple poetry classes on the side. I don't know. I'm leaning Corey.
Yeah. I think that one definitely deserves a couple snaps. Holy smokes. That's probably right. It probably was Corey. He's very good with words. Not that other people aren't, but I like the journalism angle on that one as well.
Very, very sound journalistic poem there. All right. The last one, I happen to know who this one is, and you don't, Dave. So I'll give you a crack at this one, see if you can get it. I am the coach. I have purple pride. I'm an open book. I have nothing to hide. But how about this deal? It's a hell of a steal. Now hop on this free mustache ride.
Oh, that sounds like Superstar to me.
Believe it or not, that was Corey Cove's walk-off shot.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So apparently, so maybe the previous one also referenced the mustache, the more existential one. So. Yeah, maybe Corey had the mustache thing going. So
either that or the show had a fetish for mustaches for a while there.
Still does, I think. All right, well, beautiful. That was our attempt to class things up a little bit, and I think we're gonna keep the class going here. We learned this week on like a 5 million to 1 shot, by the way, that Corey Cove actually likes a song by Michael W. Smith. I mean, honest to God, the casino would have gone broke if anybody had taken that bet. But apparently place in this world. He didn't understand, I guess, the true meaning behind it, or he might not have been as fond of it, but I think it's going to prove to be an excellent open.
The crabs are running, but I am standing still. A case of herpes are waiting to be spread. A crotch that's burning, a purple penis head. The pubic lice are turning, my cash and prize is red. Quotes, notes, it's time to raise awareness for scurvy, gonna end the sieve. Hawk's face on the board, Hawk's face on the billboard. Right by U.S. Bank Stadium is the place the Rubes can find. Hawk's face on the board, Hawk's face on the billboard.
Yeah?
Oh my God. Okay. So those of you that have been waiting around for a new quotes notes open, because we've done some repeats here the last few episodes. If you've been waiting for a new quotes notes open, you just got paid off in spades.
I wasn't gonna come back until I knew I could come back with some fire, and I think that's probably one of my best vocal and lyricist writing performances of all time.
Absolutely brilliant. Very topical, too, with the STD billboard and the song this week. So you married the two big items from this week together brilliantly. Job well done. You have a free pass for at least two more shows.
Yes. I think my favorite line was the... turning my cash and prizes red.
I've said it before. That is one of my favorite phrases for that area of the male physique is the cash and prizes. When Meat Sauce says it, I laugh every time Meat Sauce says cash and prizes. So yes, very, very well played there. What do you have for us this week in your epic quotes notes?
Well, I spent so much time on the open that the content here is probably pretty weak. First off, I saw Smitty Oom. Got to give credit. He's posted this every time it gets like below a certain temperature. But his thing of he boils a thing of hot water and then takes it out on the deck. And right as he's about to throw it, he cuts to the freeze.
Right.
I absolutely love that.
Yes, that will never get old.
Never get old. Listen to all of Saturdays with Sauce, and it wailed as normal. Him and Nordo are so great together, and it's such a great and random show. They can go from, you know, talking prop bets with Lisa Ann to, you know, two full segments on what is the proper food and types of food to serve at a Super Bowl party in full serious detail. So I love the versatility there. Really enjoy Saturdays with Sauce.
Oh, I love Nordo. He's so self-deprecating. And Sauce, especially on his Saturday show, Sauce is very self-deprecating as well because nobody's attacking him, so he can just attack himself. And yeah, it is, especially when he makes reference to the fat twins on the motorcycle and being him and Nordo.
Yeah.
That always cracks me up.
Oh, that's so great. maybe I was the only one other than Hawk himself, but I really enjoyed the Karen Hockey impression bit character. It might have seemed like it fell flat, but I appreciate the character. I think it could really go somewhere.
Yeah, it was good. The whole segment was bizarre because everybody was doing impression. It was all over the place. In fact, I almost thought of us doing like rate that impression of that entire segment because there were so many different ones going on. But yeah, the care was good. The Bruce one was actually really, really good. I thought I thought it was going to be the typical hockey thing where he starts off with impression and then slowly it turns into like some Russian guy or whatever. And, but no, he stuck with the Bruce guy, and that was, I liked it. I liked the old boss.
Yeah. You like that? Props to Muppet. Muppet's a better predictor than I am, because Muppet predicted the Super Bowl correctly. So shout out Muppet.
Should have been your indicator, man.
I know. Should have been go home. Sauce mentioned how good Modest Mouse is on Saturdays with Sauce. I absolutely love Modest Mouse. They're one of my probably top 10 favorite bands. Saw them at Soundset. There's some concert in the Cherry Spoon Park or whatever. I saw a live concert a couple years ago. That was really cool. And Chuck, you might like them because they are, as we talk about album bands, they are a complete album band. I can just put on the first song and listen to it straight through. They're very good.
Yeah, I have nothing against them, but not top 10 for me. So, yeah, just kind of there.
Yeah. Under suck. They were talking about betting the overs and unders. I hate unders. Now I will say, they are statistically probably more profitable, than overs. In fact, we have a guy who we pay for a service, my gambling club that I'm in here, that we just play, very selective, like mid-major first half unders in NCAA basketball, and it's very profitable. But just in general, it's like the only thing I like unders for is if I'm busy, like if it's a Friday or Saturday night, I know I have plans. I'm not going to watch, you know, the Sixers play the Trailblazers, so, you know, I'll take an under or something like that. But obviously overs are more fun, especially like the Super Bowl. I was sitting with a buddy who bet the Bucks and the under, and he made me place the wager on my account for him. And I was sitting there with the over and the Chiefs, just like, oh, I was so pissed. But yeah.
The one time unders are wonderful is when you're betting season win totals and you're betting on the Timberwolves.
This is true. This is very true.
Waiting for that clock to tick down to cash that ticket.
Yeah, it's kind of like a stimulus check for you, Chuck.
It is. Just waiting for it.
You're going to get the money. You just don't know exactly when or how much, but it's waiting for you. I got two left here. Time for two more. I have a very hot take about the 2021 Minnesota Vikings, and they will be awful. They waited way too long to hire an OC. Kubiak kind of carved that out for his son Clint now. At the end of the season, they're going to be cleaning house. Spielman, Zimmer, all of the Suns' kids that are getting jobs and are now like having to auto be promoted into these positions. It's not going to be good. But 2022 will kick ass with a new head coach, new GM, probably a new quarterback. So I'm taking the under on the Vikings' win total next year. If it's, I don't know, 6.5 or higher.
Yeah, I completely tend to agree with you. And everybody thinks, well, we're going to get some of our defensive players back that were hurt and stuff, but they're all going to be another year older. This is already a pretty old defense to begin with, at least at the key talent positions. And yeah, I think this is going to be the end of the run. My hope is that Spielman, you know, thinks like, well, I got to be prepping for the quarterback of the future, and that he actually uses the first or second round draft pick on a quarterback that could potentially be the quarterback of the future. But I have a feeling that's not going to happen, and we'll probably end up with yet another first round cornerback when we need anything and everything on the offensive line or quarterback. But yeah, I agree. I think I'm going to be on the under. I'm guessing it'll come in at 7.5 is probably where the line will be. And if that's 7.5, I will take the under.
Now I will say on the season totals, it might be different this year because there are rumors that it will be an expanded regular season.
Yeah.
And that it'll be they're going to cut some preseason games. And so, I think they'll play 17 or 18 games, depending on how it works out. So the win totals might be a little different this year, but yeah, that'll be interesting to see here.
Which would be really unfortunate because I – preseason football, I think I've made money in my, you know, lifetime history. Regular season football, forget it. Like that, I should just not do it. But I should just put all that money on my Wolves under ticket. But just it's too much fun to bet regular season football, even though I am terrible at it.
Oh, I know. I got absolutely destroyed in the NFL this year. It was so dumb. And it's one of the things that I like pride myself in knowing. But yikes, I'm an idiot. Last one here. There's a lot of Steves out there in the Power Trip Nation, as we know. But there is one Steve that stands out as a bright and shining star every single time that the Duel of the Decades is on and they need an extra vote. Steve is always there to vote it every single time. Like, I need to like make a montage. It's so crazy. It blows their minds on the air too. How did you get through? Like, there's six phone lines and you know how many people listen to the show. It's crazy. He must be on like AM or something. I don't know.
I wonder if he's ever gotten through for the initials game, the initials guess.
I would have to assume he's done it 14 times. I swear, like the last six times, it's been Steve. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Now you say that there's another Steve that's head and shoulders above the rest though, and that's our voiceover guy Steve. He wails and he does one of my favorite bits, which is the bitch count. I mean, he tracks the bitch count every day, and I look forward to that every day. And especially his gifts of anger when nobody says bitch in the 5:30 segment.
I shouldn't say like the best Steve out there. I was just saying like it. It's nuts that this guy calls in. It gets called in every single time. Like it.
Yes.
It blows my mind.
It's pretty uncanny. That's for sure.
Well, that's it for Quotes Notes.
All right. Well, we're done with locks of the week for the year because the NFL football season is over. Dave, I barely edged you. I ended up 7-9-1. You ended up 7-10 after all the Super Bowl things were counted. So I barely beat you. I'm certainly not taking any pride in that because 7-9-1 is definitely a losing season. So we didn't make anybody any money. But the good news is I think our percentage was higher than PA Charge and Nordo on their picks in the Feast 5 this year. So
go.
We'll hang our hat on that little factoid. But
Chuck, I was wondering if I could ask for your permission to do one lock of the week. It's a very special bet. And just try to keep the gambling out there, keep the picks coming for the Rubes.
What, does Conor McGregor have another fight this Saturday?
No. It's serious. It's the most dangerous league in the league. Liga MX, Mexican soccer. It's coming. Here we go. Sunday afternoon, you're taking Pumas. It's at noon. Pumas, take UNAM Pumas, take it. Big underdogs.
Big dogs are in the house. All right. Well, you heard it here first. Yes, Mexican soccer. That's a quotes podcast for all your Mexican soccer action. That's for sure.
It's the only thing I know.
Beautiful. All right, well, that will do it for this week's show. We hope you appreciated the artistry that we really put into this show. We tried to bring out, you know, feeling our little liberal arts education here. And we had to be a little artistic this week. We are actually going to take next week off because there's some medical things going on next week, and I'm going to be pretty damn busy. So we're going to take a week off, and then we will be back in 2 weeks with lots more fun, nonsense, and who knows, maybe some more art. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTrip Quotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTrip Bets on Twitter and PTBETZ on Instagram, PTBets. We'll see you there. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Shut up.